Ghana will this afternoon take center stage at the 69th General Assembly of the UN in New York when President Mahama addresses the assembly. The address, which is expected to last 15 minutes, would be the third by the president. President Mahama is expected to speak on critical events, not only at home, but also in other parts of the world. He'll also be expected to talk on Ebola and brief his colleagues on the situation after his visit to the three affected countries.
Meanwhile, the president has acknowledged that the most important instrument in the fight against corruption is a free, open and vibrant media landscape. This is because the media serve as watchdog and put public officers on their toes. President Mahama was contributing to a discussion on open governance, initiating transparency and accountability on the sidelines of the 2014 UN General Assembly in New York. We bring you the details.
President Mahama said transparency and accountability is more critical to the developed world than the developed because resources are scanty yet needs to be spread across to benefit every individual. He said Ghana has signed on to the Extractive Industries Transparency Initiative and has also ratified the two most important instruments in the fight against corruption. These are the UN Convention Against Corruption and the African Union Convention Against Corruption. With a strong civil society platform, President Mahama said Ghana takes issues of transparency and accountability seriously.
The most important safeguard and the most important instrument in the fight against corruption is a free, open and vibrant media landscape. And I dare say that the media in Ghana is probably the freest and most vibrant in the world. If you wake up as president, the political talk shows start at 6 a.m. and at 10 a.m. If you survive that period as president, then you will survive the rest of the day. You have a nation of 24 million presidents. Everybody knows how to do your job better than you. And so you are criticized, you know, commended. And I mean, but we all take it on board. It helps in transparency and accountability, and I believe that that is the right way to go.
Having recently joined oil-producing countries, President Mahama said the country is tapping into experiences of Nigeria. He said Norway and Trinidad and Tobago have also assisted Ghana to put in place a kind of legislation that will ensure that the oil resources are accounted for.
Ghana started to produce oil and gas in 2011, and we already have several civil society organizations that are watching dogs to ensure that the revenues from oil and gas are used properly. The lead legislation is the Petroleum Revenue Management Act. It outlines how petroleum revenues should be managed and accounted for. And in that act, it makes provision for a public interest advisory committee. That is the one that holds government to account. We also have the Petroleum Exploration and Production Bill, which is supposed to introduce transparency in how oil blocks are allocated. That bill currently has gone through cabinet and it's destined for parliament. We are also working on reforming our public financial management system to put a technology platform that makes it more transparent and accountable than it has been.
Ghana has performed quite well in the Resource Governance Index on Extractive Industries. The Mo Ibrahim Index also acknowledges Ghana's good performance in the extractive sector as well as the Transparency International Corruption Perception Index.